One of the themes of Easter is the battle between darkness and light, evil and good, death and life. It seemed that darkness, death, and evil got the upper hand when Jesus, the Son of God, died on the cross. But his death was not the end of the story. Hello, Father James Kubicki here with the rest of the story. 3 days after his death on the cross, Jesus Christ rose from the grave, the tomb in which his body had been placed. I have to admit that I used to wonder about that time frame of 3 days. I mean, if you count from just before sunset on Good Friday to just before dawn on Sunday, you don't get 3 days, as in three 24-hour periods. But you have to remember that there are different ways of counting days. The time before sunset on Good Friday can be considered 1 day, and then from sunset on Friday to sunset on Saturday would be another day. This is how the liturgy looks at a day. It begins with the evening. And so the third day would begin with sunset on Holy Saturday. Think of it. Jesus took the least amount of time to fulfill the prophecy that he would rise from the dead after 3 days. It's as though he was eager, very eager to rise and to show us that we are not created simply to live and then die, but that we are created for eternal life. Now, you are called to be eager as well, eager to live with the joy and hope that the resurrection of Jesus gives, eager to live in the light of Christ so that you can follow him into eternal life, and eager to show others through your hope that death is not the end of the story, but a passage from one life to the next.